Radio 104.4. What is going on? You're with the Chris Fade Show. We've got him in studio still hanging out, considered one of the biggest music producers of our time. He works with the likes of Lady Gaga, Akon, Enrique, and even more. We're talking Red One. Now, I want to put those artists aside for a second, and I want you all to have a listen to this song. What is Real Madrid?
Yes.
This is like the gospel, the anthem for them.
Yeah, it's incredible for me because it's a dream come true to me. You know, I'm a Real Madrid fan.
Okay.
And since I was a kid, I wanted to do something. I wanted to be a player of Real Madrid, but then it never happened. So I said, you know, I'll do a song for Real Madrid. Yeah. And the players are my friends, Cristiano, Sergio Ramos, they're all my friends. They come to my house and everything. So
yes, he was in your music video clip, Cristiano, as
Yes, exactly. So I did it, and I brought all the players of the Real Madrid players to the studio, and I taught them the song, and we recorded it. And next thing you know, winning the Champions League, and you have 90,000 people singing it every game.
Look, they're the players singing it right now on the clip here. This is crazy.
Unbelievable.
It's a dream come true for me.
Cristiano Ronaldo, your friend, do you ever go on his Instagram? Because he's like got so many followers. He's like, I think he's top five.
I think, if not number one, no?
Something like that.
Yeah, he's the biggest. And
apart from the media side that we see of him, he seems like a very just nice guy.
He's the nicest. Yeah. The nicest. One thing I can tell you about him, like, it's like how he treats people.
Yeah. Mm.
And when you go to a restaurant, a lot of people, famous people,
they just
take it for granted to have everything for free, you know?
Right.
But he would always make sure he pays, and he goes to the kitchen and say thank you for this. Thank you. He always like appreciates everything, and that's something that's very, very, very rare.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and he's Cristiano, you know what I mean?
Of
but he goes and thanks everybody. Thank you. The food is good. Da, da, da. It's crazy.
Have you ever been in the position where you've both had to have your T-shirts off at the same time?
I was just going to ask about the ads.
I would never do that.
Yes.
You know what?
Because as soon as that, if he took his T-shirt, I'm like, yo, Cristiano, put it back on.
Yeah.
No, I'd say keep it off. No, it's real though.
Of course. I mean, that guy is like, he's a monster. Like, he trains. You know, honestly, like, he's such a professional. Mm. And he trains, like, besides being a Real Madrid player, he trains with Real Madrid, but he trains at home all the time. You go to his place, he's like in the pool, he's doing this, he's doing that. I'm like, oh, it's crazy.
Chill out. Yeah.
He's like, Red One, come over. And you're like, hold on. Are we doing exercise or are we actually going to hang out?
Exactly.
Who do you want to work with that you haven't worked with, or who do you wish you had the opportunity to work with that is no longer around?
Oof, that's a good question.
Yeah, I worked with Michael Jackson. I was the last one to work with him. That's like incredible. I still have some stuff that hasn't been released.
You're joking.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Will it be released?
For a good cause, yes. I don't want to make money out of that because he's dead or whatever. But I will do it eventually because if there is a good reason to do it, for a charity or something like that, yes, I would definitely
do it. Did you get to jump in the studio with him?
Of course, I spent months with him. Like, I go to his house, you know. First, when he was in Vegas, I would go to his house, you know. And then when he moved to L.A., I would go to his house in L.A., the house that he, you know, where he passed away,
So you got to work with Michael.
You too.
What, so, you too?
Oh, yeah. So these are people like I wanted to work with, so I worked with them. But Stevie Wonder is on my list. I met him a few months ago, and we said we're going to work, you know.
Wow.
Because it's a dream come true to me. Stevie is like the ultimate voice, you know.
Who do you think the artist is right now that you think, wow,
the next big thing,
I want to work with this person that you're hearing right now.
I haven't worked with him, but it would be amazing to do something. It's Ed Sheeran, because he's so talented.
Yeah.
He's pure talent, you know. So we said we should do something, but it never happened yet.
Okay.
So, that's something that I would love
to hear an Ed Sheeran Red One collaboration.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I actually can't work out how it's going to sound because it's so different, but I'm sure something would
come. It's good. We're both songwriters, you know, and you know, producer. It's like, it's only good stuff can happen, you know, can come out of that, you know?
Well, what I think that, what I love about your music with these artists is that you're always true to the artist.
Absolutely.
It's always, you know, they all sound different, but it makes sense with that artist.
Exactly. That's my main thing.
That's so important. So you with Ed Sheeran, I know it's going to be Ed Sheeran
to the maximum. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Of course. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Red One, Ed Sheeran is great and all, but I want to introduce you to the biggest band in the UAE
called
Duvet.
Oh,
don't say oh no.
Sorry, oh, I'm so excited.
Hang out. Duvet performs for Red One next.